A new medical device is coming to aid soldiers on the battlefield. Exta is an expandable multi-sponge dressing. It can control bleeding in areas where tourniquets cannot. It was just approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Kenton Gregory is chairman and chief technology officer at RevMedX. That's the company that makes Extat, and he describes it.
The device is basically a syringe full of compressed, pill-shaped mini sponges. And what you do is you inject that into a bleeding wound. They rapidly absorb blood and expand in seconds. And each little sponge acts like a spring to put pressure all over within a wound. And it stops the bleeding almost immediately and will maintain that hemostatic pressure, till the soldier can get to a doctor.
So where in the body might this be most useful? And would it actually be a replacement for tourniquets or be used in a different way?
Well, the FDA is allowing us to treat junctional wounds. And these are wounds that are killing our soldiers most commonly now. And these are wounds that are just at the edges of their body armor, Black Hawk Down type of wounds, like at the groin or up near the shoulder, where you can't apply a tourniquet or put a pressure-type bandage.
And so these are points of weakness also, because I gather this is where the blood, if you're cut, you're going to bleed out fairly quickly too?
Right. These are for torrential bleeding from arteries, large arteries that supply blood mainly to an arm or leg.
And is this something that you foresee soldiers being able to do to each other in a first responder situation?
Absolutely. It will first be used by medics until the training goes out. But it's obviously very simple technology that can be applied incredibly rapidly. And then you don't have to sit there, for example, in the middle of battlefield when people are shooting at you, holding pressure on someone. You can just fire and forget with these syringes.
And what happens to a person after they have an injection of the sponge?
Well, if it works like we believe it will stop the bleeding in seconds. And they'll just put a covering gauze over it and move the soldier to a far forward battlefield surgical facility where a surgeon will remove these sponges and then repair the bleeding artery.
How much time would it give somebody?
The FDA is approving us to keep this in the body for 4 hours.
Okay, so basically if you are injured on the battlefield, then you have 4 hours before you have to get to a hospital or to a clinic or wherever you can get.
Right now, our soldiers are bleeding out on the battlefield or on the way to a hospital. And this device will buy them at least 4 hours.
So tell us a little bit about yourself at RevMedX and why you decided to focus on this sponge, how you developed it.
Some special forces medics came to us about 5 or 6 years ago. And the way the battlefield was evolving, this was a very common injury for which they had no treatment. And they asked us to develop something they could inject rapidly. They initially wanted a fix-a-flat type technology where you fix the tire, where you inject some foam, it seals the wound, pressurizes the tire, and you drive away. Now, foam, we tried that, and if it was severe bleeding, it just washes the foam away. So actually, this was a project that I gave my senior engineering students at Harvey Mudd College, and together we came up with the idea of using mini sponges instead of foam. And it was unbelievably exciting because, unlike most things, this thing worked the first time and every time. And even a high school student could save a life. It was amazing. It was fun.
How did you test it?
We tested it in farm pigs that were going to be slaughtered and stopped their bleeding.
We're speaking with Kenton Gregory. He is the chairman and chief technology officer of RevMedX, which is the company that makes the Extat multi-sponge dressing for battlefield. Now, what are your plans to get it out to troops in the field?
Well, the FDA has approved it just 2 weeks ago, and the Army and Special Forces, I should say, has already ordered it. So we hope to deliver Extat on the battlefield in just a few months.
Is this technology relatively cheap for the Army or for soldiers to use, meaning can they just carry a pack of these sponges in their packs as they go along, or are these more valuable things to be handed out sparingly?
Well, just like with any technology, when you're only making a few hundred or a couple thousand, it's expensive to put these things together, even though the components are very inexpensive. So one day we expect these to be a very inexpensive life-saving technology that any soldier can carry.
What have your discussions been like with the Defense Department so far in terms of getting them out to the field?
Mainly about how quickly we can get them. We wanted them a year ago, so we are under tremendous pressure to produce safe products on the battlefield as absolutely soon as we can, and we're doing everything we can to do that.
Are you ramping up production then now?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I understand that RevMedX also has a number of former military medics on staff, and I guess that they had a hand, as well as your students, in creating this. Are they working on similar items for battlefield injuries?
Right. We're working on, we've already made a smaller device for smaller entrance-type bullet wounds. And we're working on a larger X-STAT to treat postpartum hemorrhage. That's severe bleeding that occurs immediately after childbirth. It's the most common cause of a mother's death during childbirth. It kills hundreds of thousands of mothers every year, especially in third-world nations. And the medics we work with, they treat everybody and civilians when they're on the site. So they were very aware of bleeding during childbirth. And right now there really isn't a field treatment for bleeding after childbirth.
So a question, I guess, about the fit that just came to mind. When you are injecting this sponge into, say, a battlefield injury, some in the groin or whatnot, because it's a sponge, will you know that it fits, that it plugs the hole, in other words?
We inject these sponges until we can't get any more into the wound. We fill it. And these little sponges, they're small, and they conform to the wound itself. So they're smart sponges, if you will. And once you fill the wound, you're done. We're also working on a expandable gauze. That it's a gauze that has these many sponges contained within it, and you can stuff those by hand into a wound. And this will be allowed to be used in hospitals. So we expect it to be used in surgery for bleeding, severe bleeding during surgery. In fact, we've already had orders for that, and we'll be delivering that out in June.
And with all of these, do you have to get approval from the FDA?
Approval, or it needs to be to receive an allowance by the FDA.
Did they fast-track your X-STAT sponge because of the ability, or what they saw as the ability to save lives on the battlefield?
Well, it's a process. So one person's fast track may not be another, but I would say they made every effort to get this through the approval process as fast as possible. It's a novel device. It's different than other devices. And so we had to go through approval through a new and novel device pathway. So it was a learning experience for the FDA as well as our company.